brothers.
Pretty sure it was the boar. Pretty sure, but I couldn't really totally tell. All I caught was the ass end, and it was took off.
Well, that's where the balls are.
Well, I couldn't see the balls.
So you weren't looking hard enough.
Well, whatever.
Maybe it had changed its pronoun.
Could have. Chopped down a tree, dig out the stump, and you changed it.
Yeah,
but when I went to go up, and on that little plateau, you come up the hill, and there's that plateau. That's about 10 or 12. Come hauling ass right across there. And I couldn't get my damn weapon up in time to even pop off a round. And because they were just, they came out, I was just like.
They were just cruising.
Oh, yeah. And they were amazingly clean. I mean, they were black, shiny, clean.
Oh, well, there's not a lot of water out there. So
no, there's none.
No mud for them to crawl around in. They like wallas. Well, maybe we take a couple of 10-gallon buckets and fill them with water and set them next to the feeder. Something for them to...
Reed Brothers.
Well, he's got a water line that goes... He's talking about... Needs about 1,000 feet to come from the water line and bring it down the hill, and you could have water down that area.
Right.
I don't know how much... I don't know how much... Waterline is.
Water's going to be the key because we haven't had any down in the last 60 days.
Yeah. And that trough was like bone dry.
Boner dry.
Same thing with my buddy in Poteet. His solar pump took a shit and his pond evaporated. So there's a bunch of pigs standing around, and where there was mud, now it's just dirt. And they got pissed off and left, and they hadn't seen them back in the last week or two.
Got to have water.
Yeah. Yep. It's amazing how so much is dried up. Because, I mean, we're like, what, week five of triple digits?
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Yeah. Triple digits, no rain.
My solar well hasn't crapped out yet.
That's good.
But, yeah, I'm having to be very careful as I water the herd and the garden and the orchard and...
Yeah, because
I'm not making enough water.
It was some time back that when I went, where was I going through? I was going through Bernie, and Bernie has that little creek in there, the river, and it dried up to almost, it was like 12 inches of water. And then we had a lot of rain come, and it filled it right back up, and it was all the way up like a foot from the dam, the top of the dam, and then... You go there now, it's right back down. It's amazing how fast it.
Well, hopefully we have a wet winter.
I know.
I wish we were getting all the wet and cooler weather that's going on.
The cooler weather.
hopefully the cooler weather won't be wet.
It's nothing worse than a wet culo.
A little bit of anal leakage.
No, that's a whole different problem.
Now, we're not even talking about that.
Where are your potato chips?
Huh?
The Alestra.
Alestra.
Remember the Lay's potato chips? What they were making with them was causing anal leakage. That was one of the top side
effects.
Oh,
really? I did not know that. Yeah. Wow.
Pre-COVID.
Tommy's all over that.
Anal leakage? Makes that access a lot easier. Access.
Self-lubricating hiney.
Huh.
Allegedly. Nasty. Allegedly.
Well.
Nasty boys.
Yeah, well. Nobody likes it rough. Except Johnny Ray.
So what do we want to talk about today?
We were just talking about hogs and no water.
Yeah.
And dirt and wet hiney butts.
And it morphed into anal leakage.
Yeah.
So what?
Talking about hogs, and then we go to anal leakage.
Well, yeah, it's a natural progression. So what Bucky's bathroom did you get kicked out of?
What? No, you're messing up.
Am I?
Yeah. So you're trying to steer it.
I thought it was funny. So I'm good.
Fucking dork. Well,
that's okay. I'm gonna edit it all out now.
Yeah, I went going by. I got to drop my truck off next week. It's getting all new paint and new tires and new rims, whole new front end.
Damn. Kind of like a spa treatment for your vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever go to a spa?
Been
speaking
to a spa?
I've been to a spa.
Not
a very long time.
What do you do when you go there?
Well, it depends.
Get rubbed on by an ugly chick, generally.
Well, he's good.
I mean, I've had a pedicure, but
I've had that done.
I don't like women fucking with my feet or my hands. I don't know what's weird.
You'd rather have a dude?
No. That's definitely no. I just don't I don't want any
non-gender.
No.
How about a monkey?
Well, possibly if it's cute and smokes a cigar. No,
with the little symbols.
Yeah. I don't like.
You don't like people. Where do you like them to spa you?
I don't mind those hot rocks or the good massages or soaking in the tub of mud and.
Just don't touch my hands or my feet.
Yeah, and I'm categorically against men getting facials because it has a second and third order effect. And somebody walking up on the conversation, well, I just got a really nice facial, especially nowadays, is not, you know. So that's another one. Call me weird.
Where do you go when you go to the spa?
Me and Mrs. Johnny Ray, we just go to when I was in Japan and Korea and Thailand. We went to Thailand and we would we went to several, you know. It's like let's get a massage, you know. So I was like, all right, you know. So it was like it's me and her in the same room, you know, but
Are you naked?
Who, me? Yeah, I'm naked. Mm. Yeah.
Are you naked?
Fuck no.
They're like, just get down to your underwear, and I'm like, I don't wear underwear, so they're like,
"Can I borrow yours?"
Oh, okay. But man, it was like every time.
Next thing you know,
every time, it was, you know, they massage you, you know, your legs, and they'd run their hands all the way up your legs, and it was like
all the way up,
and then they would take the finger and like fluke, and it's like, oh, I feel movement.
and then you're laying, flip
your nuts or something.
You're laying on a towel and you're pooping on it.
Then you're healed. And then you're healed.
Next thing you know, there's poop involved.
Pooping.
Every time I've had one of those Thai massages and they run their, they are just danger close to my bunghole. I'm like, man, lady, look, I was calm a second ago. Now I am extremely.
Get that. I call it the laundry bag syndrome. It's just getting tightened up.
You couldn't drive a needle up it with an air hammer. We're just not happening. Lady, back off. Just you're violating my personal space. Mm. Rub on my shoulders and my neck. That's good. But stay away from no undercarriage work required. I didn't pay for the extra wash. We just no.
I'm bringing this up because I had a crazy spa experience the other day. I mean, it was my very first one, but It was very intense. Well, I went in, right?
What was his name?
I went in, right? And they put scallops on my eyes, right? So I'm laying there. I got these scallops on my eyes.
Scallops?
Scallops, yeah.
Like okay. Sea animal scallop?
S-C-A-lop.
Okay.
Right? I didn't understand it, right? And then they had squid. I think it was like for like some breathing thing. They had squid on me.
You weren't at Red Lobster?
Oh, ruined it. You're not supposed to say anything until I say. That was going to be my whole stick.
You can't have sex. No blowjobs at the... Anyway.
You're supposed to just go with what I'm saying.
I am going with what you're
saying. No, you ruined what I was saying. Because then I was going to talk about the crustaceans that they let walk on you, and they poke you. It's like acupuncture. And then I was going to talk about how, you know, it was really weird tried to play with it or pay with it with some cryptocurrency, and they just kicked me out of there.
Where did you get kicked out of?
What's the name of this spa?
What's the name of this spa?
What Bucky's bathroom did you get kicked out of?
It was. They think it was called Red Lobster.
That's why we can't have nice things. Cause you guys.
That's why we can't let you talk.
We can't do shtick.
We can't do shtick.
We're not doing your shtick. We're not.
Sorry, guys. I tried to
Scott's always trying. Tommy's trying to always shtick block you.
Well,
I still love you.
What is this one?
I had this all thought up last night, too.
Well, you should have enlightened me a little bit more.
I did.
No, you didn't. You said, when I say this, don't. And then you start going down that road.
Try it.
No.
Rasputin?
Old Rasputin.
Try it.
He didn't die very well or very easily.
Probably not.
Well, you're going to die the same death.
I'm going to get shot in the back 9 times and dumped in a frozen river. That's a little... If they made beer out of cabbage, that's what that would taste
like. Devil's cabbage?
I don't know. I'll let you know in a few minutes, though. Or you may tell me in a few minutes, hey, I think you're high.
God.
It's a little bitter.
Yeah.
It's not Keystone bitter, but not Dank Dust bitter.
First time I had this was in Korea. It was at a vinyl pub, and they had this on, you know, like for a trial. You know, I was like, hey.
A vinyl pub?
Yeah, you go in there and you.
It's made out of records.
They got records everywhere, and they play them, you know, and you can request songs. Mine was always
play that tile.
Mine was always Hotter Than Hell by Kiss, and the guy, he, every time I walked in,
you know how I know you're gay.
He was dropped the needle on Hotter Than Hell by Kiss, you know.
All right,
but they had this, and it was $14 a bottle. That's how much they were.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, in Thailand, Budweiser was like $20, but you could get Duvel for $2.
Yeah.
And Duvel was twice the alcohol content and tasted better, frankly. You ever had that one?
Didn't sound familiar.
Belgian beer named Duvel. It's good stuff. It's like
sounds close to Duwayne. Must be good.
It's like 12% alcohol.
It's all about the alcohol content. Yeah.
Drinking... Yeah. Eating Thai food, drinking Belgian liquor.
Now, I was never a fan of Budweiser, any Budweiser. But whenever I was in the Marine Corps stationed over in Japan, you know, they had a beer machine up on the second floor, and all that popped out of it was Budweiser. So I acquired the taste.
Only beer machine.
Just put up with it.
Yeah, that's all we could drink in our
only life. One I ever remember the beer machine was in Panama.
Yeah, the funny thing was you know, you're only allowed to have one beer per person in your room. And so, you know,
you just invite 20 people.
I went to the beer machine and I got, you know, 5 or 6 beers out of it, and I was carrying them back to my room, and an officer on duty saw me, and he's like, "You're not supposed to have that many beers. There's only one beer per person in the room." It's like, "Sir, yes sir. I got some friends in there. We're having a gathering." And like, "Lance, but I don't believe you." And he followed me into the room. Sure enough, there was 5 of the guys in there. We were, I don't remember what we were doing, playing cards or watching a movie or circle jerking.
Dutch Rudder.
Yeah.
Dutch Rudder.
Allegedly.
Yeah. There you go. Budweiser.
Making 2.5 couples.
We weren't on a submarine.
Good point. Okay. I'll defer.
Well, all right. We'll see you next time.
Reed Brothers.